Everyone, what is going on? And welcome to the Crypto Bobby podcast. We have more and more negative media attention, in my opinion, that is attributing to some kind of ridiculous things that don't have any, in my opinion, effect on the crypto market as a whole, on the price of Bitcoin, on the price of a lot of the altcoins. And I want to touch on that, and specifically an article from CNN Money talking and saying that Bitcoin has plunged due to social media crackdown on cryptocurrency ads. And it's something that I think is a little bit ridiculous and kind of a little bit far-fetched as well. So I want to talk specifically about that in today's episode. I also want to talk about the pressure that I think a lot of people are feeling right now, because a lot of people out there are tired of seeing red across the board. And I think there are quite a number of people that simply got into these markets to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But I think there's a lot of people in this market that simply entered because they heard stories of riches and they wanted to get rich or they wanted to make money. And now that the tables have turned a bit, they're packing up their bags. They're saying, screw this place. Screw you, mom. I'm going home. And they're leaving. And they're saying negative things on the way out. And I want to talk historically speaking about some of the things that have gone on in the past and as to why I think that may or may not be a good idea. But before we get into all that, I do want to fill you in on today's sponsor. And today, Crypto Bobby is supported by Wonder Capital. It is the easiest way right now to invest in large-scale solar energy projects across the U.S. Bloomberg estimates that $2.8 trillion will be invested in solar energy by the year 2040. And with Wonder Capital's solar investment platform, individuals can now actually take advantage of this economic opportunity. And in fact, people like you, people like me, have already financed more than 175 large-scale solar projects. And these solar energy projects create enough electricity to power the equivalent of 5,000 homes, which helps to offset about 75 million pounds of carbon dioxide emissions each year. So if you're looking to diversify some of that money you've made in the crypto markets, move that into something a little bit more traditional, perhaps outside of the crypto market, visit wondercapital.com/Bobby. And that's Wonder, W-U-N-D-E-R, capital.com/Bobby to find out how you can begin investing in solar energy projects while earning up to 7.5% annually and also helping in the fight against climate change. Again, that's wondercapital.com/Bobby, W-U-N-D-E-R, capital.com/Bobby, where impact investing meets capitalism. All right, let's hop into the discussion. Let's go. The media right now, and I'm not a big like guy with the whole, like, you know, ripping and whining and crying about the media, but this is kind of funny today, at least in my opinion. So we have this was a headline. This was literally on CNN Money, a headline: Bitcoin plunges as social media cracks down on cryptocurrency ads. If you've been sleeping under a rock, basically every large social media company has come out and banned cryptocurrency advertising, really specifically trying to get to initial coin offerings or ICOs. But we've had a number of companies come out and ban cryptocurrency advertising. The latest one has been Twitter. So Twitter is banning cryptocurrency advertising except for publicly traded companies, which is kind of funny because Twitter runs Square, or Jack Dorsey, who is bullish on Bitcoin, runs Square. So he Square's a public company, so they can actually advertise cryptocurrency related content. But that's a little aside there. But outside of that, Google has also banned crypto-related ads and has begun to restrict or has started to restrict some crypto-related ads. Facebook as well, so they are prohibiting the sale. The vast majority of large-scale social media companies or internet companies that have a lot of traffic are banning cryptocurrency advertisements. However, to attribute that as the reason that the crypto markets as a whole have dropped is just beyond silly to me. I mean, if you think about it, so I'm on Brave right now, so I'm blocking most of the ads anyway. But you know, if I use Chrome and I'm watching a video on YouTube or whatever, and I have you know, our good friend Jimmy Altucher pop up, or if I have, who knows, like, any, you know, anything else like that, or if they're in the past, there's the BitConnect advertisements and all those schmucks, and now you have all these people, you know, trying to pitch newsletters and ICOs and crappy ICOs and all that type of stuff. none of that really went to, at least in my opinion, advance the cause of cryptocurrency or advance the cause of Bitcoin. And maybe it's a negative news line, but does that really affect the long tail of cryptocurrency in the long run? No, I don't think it does at all. I really don't. And to specifically act like that is the reason that Bitcoin is plunging, that cryptocurrency is dropping, that's just beyond silly to me. And I feel like it's really reaching at straws. And we're seeing this happen more and more and more often. And we're kind of in a media-driven market in some respects here. I mean, it's funny because if you revert this to on the way up with Bitcoin, where Bitcoin went from $2,500 to $3,000 to $5,000, and then all the way back down to $2,500, and then basically went on a straight run from $3,000 all the way up to $20,000, the media played a massive part in that. The altcoin run, the media played a massive part in that. CNBC was showing people how to buy Ripple live on TV, showing them how to use Poloniex, literally giving them a Poloniex demo. So the media obviously plays a specific role in this entire process. And right now it's not a positive thing in many respects for the cryptocurrency markets. But the one thing that I would take away from this, as I'll link to this article, I'll link to this article below, but where they say, the ban on crypto ads are clearly taking a toll on Bitcoin as well as other popular cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum, Litecoin, and Ripple. I don't think that it is. I literally don't. I think it affects sketchy people that offer crappy newsletters, and I think it affects sketchy people that offer Ponzi schemes and all that other type of crap. So really doesn't do anything, in my opinion, at all to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency that should not and better not have to rely on Facebook advertisements and Google ads and Twitter ads to be successful. So attributing price action specifically to that is silly, and we're going to continue to see this more and more and more often as I think the media just becomes addicted to these crypto clicks and headlines. So that's something that I would definitely keep in mind as we continue to move forward and as we continue to look at the market as a whole. Per usual, in the past day or so, really not that much positive news. There have been a couple cryptocurrencies that have actually performed quite well when it comes down to it. Things have pulled back a little bit, but Basic Attention Token has done nicely on the rumors that in addition to 0x, ZRX, Basic Attention Token might be one of the tokens that ends up getting added to Coinbase in the future. That's the recent speculation. PIVX performing fairly nicely today. EOS, Populous, our good friends at Tron, really trading up hard into that testnet. The next Bitcoin, of course, as Tron would say. I'm totally kidding, but that's what the CEO of Tron says, is they're the next Bitcoin, so I guess they're the next Bitcoin, right? But when you look at this market as a whole, and I'll flip over on-chain FX to show the majority red, out of 65 cryptocurrencies right now, about 53 of them are having a down day. So 75% plus are having a down day. Obviously not great, and this has happened over and over and over and over again. And I'm starting to see that people are really getting tired of it. Whether it's on Twitter, I'm getting people pretty aggressively saying, hey, this is ridiculous. I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. And this is what I tweeted out before. If you're on the podcast, I said I'm seeing more tweets, comments saying I'm tired of this red. Screw the crypto markets. People calling me an idiot in the comments, whatever, saying I should sell everything. I need to get out of the market. I need to go do this. I need to leave, whatever. This market is dead. There are, at least from what I can tell, there are a lot of people packing up their bags and literally just leaving the market. So they're saying, you know what? I'm not making money anymore. This is BS. I don't care about decentralization. I don't care about the technology. I wanted to make money and I'm not making money anymore. And I'm out. And I do think a couple different things. Number one, we are getting closer and closer to capitulation, as Matt Monero mentioned on Twitter. He said, there's a word for that. It's called capitulation. It absolutely is. And the more red we see, the more and more people are capitulating out of the market and just pulling the ripcord on the parachute and saying, get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. And I firmly believe that is the case. The other thing I think is that a lot of these people that are saying this right now are kind of addicted to the thought of gains, and they might be back in the market. I'm not saying that there is ever going to be another bull run. I hope there is. I definitely hope there is. I think there is. I definitely do think there is. There will be another bull run, but there's no guarantee of that. So I don't think there's a guarantee of that. But what I would say is probably a pretty solid certainty too, is that the people that end up leaving the market in the near future are also going to be buying back in when the market goes back up. So obviously this isn't a perfect comparison, but there have been numerous times in the past where the market, the crypto market itself, has gone up massively and then pulled back significantly. We're looking at the total market capitalization right now. Obviously, we can see that being the case where, you know, cryptocurrency, the entire market, even back from early, like when I started making videos in August, we were at barely $100 million in market, or excuse me, $100 billion in market capitalization, and a few times went below $100 billion in market capitalization, and then we pretty much went from mid-September up from a straight shot from around $130 billion all the way up to over $800 billion, and now we're corrected down to 300 or so billion in terms of the overall crypto market cap. Now that looks crazy. Just the chart in general is ridiculous, but one of the things that I think has really kind of impacted my, I guess, thought process and philosophy in a lot of respects in the market as a whole was when I got into crypto. And this taught me a massive lesson. So if you're watching the video, if you're on the podcast, I got into crypto. Really, I bought the first top. I bought the first top when I got into crypto. I got into the market in December of 2013. I was mining Dogecoin. I was trying to buy a little bit of Bitcoin. I was basically a broke recent college grad. I didn't have all that much money, but I was really fascinated by the market. But in that case, you had the entire cryptocurrency marketplace go from $1 billion in valuation, or $1 billion in market cap, up to $15 billion. I mean, that was a 15x increase in the course of 3 months. And then there was all the incredible stories of all these wealthy people, mining crypto on their laptops and whatever, back when you could actually do that, and on the computers, and just having hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, buying Lambos. And then from December all the way down until kind of like May, June of 2015, the market went really from January of 2014, December of 2013, to all the way down to June of 2015. So like a year and a half, there was a bear market where the market just dropped by 75% or so, which was pretty crazy. And that drove me down quite a bit, where it was, it was difficult to kind of remain faithful for it. And I didn't continue to put that much money into the market at all, just because it's hard to maintain any confidence when you're just getting your butt kicked over and over and over again. But the interesting thing is that the people that stuck around in this time frame, from the people that got in December of 2013 and stuck around for an 80% dip and just continued to learn and understand things, those are like the, and I'm not by any means, or nor have I ever tried to be, but I'm not an OG in the crypto world. But the people that got in when I got in initially and really stuck around and just made themselves a public figure, those are the industry OGs. And now we're in a place where it's somewhat comparable. You had this $100 billion, it wasn't a 15x run up, but you had a run up from $150 billion instead of $1.5 billion. You had $150 billion, and that went all the way up to 800, and now we're back down to 3, and it's been a slow, steady bleed, and a lot of people are feeling that, and a lot of people are exiting the market. I personally am of the opinion that there is going to be a $1 trillion cryptocurrency marketplace at one point in time, and I personally, and this is all my personal opinion, but I'm sitting in on meetings, I'm understanding, I'm speaking with people who are continually building infrastructure, finding new ways for both small and large-scale investors to dive into the industry. So I remain as confident as ever. And I think that would just be my one like kind of piece of warning to a lot of people, is not that you have to like remain super confident and super bullish on this market. And everybody has their own set of circumstances where sometimes, you need the money, you want to pull it out, and you can't take it because you're just getting kicked in the stomach over and over and over again by these red days. But I do think that part of me thinks that this is almost just like clear, blatant manipulation by these big guys that drove the price up, sold off towards the top, and then are driving the price back down and buying back from people like you and me at a lot lower rates. And at some point in time, whether it's in a month or 6 months or 12 months, that rocket is going to get started and there's going to be more FOMO. And even more so than the November, December, January period where things went nuts, there's going to be a new round of FOMO bullishness and the rocket is just going to take off and go nuts. I you know, this could definitely be the last major crypto bull run, but I don't think it will be, just with the amount of talent and knowledge and money that continues to be poured into the space. So I remain bullish moving forward, and that would just be my word of caution. Now, I know it sucks right now. I know it's not that fun, and if worst case scenario, you know, you want to leave a little bit of money in and just kind of walk away and not listen to people like me and other Joe Schmoes on a daily basis, then go ahead and do that. But to say that, you know, I'm selling everything and this is dead and you're an idiot, like, this has happened over and over again. This has happened multiple times before, 2011 and 2012, when I got in 2013, 2014, 2015. It's happened before. It'll likely happen again. And that is why I'm still here. Now, that's kind of why I'm sticking around. That is just my overall thoughts. When everybody's like, hey, you know, you should pack up, you should leave, you should go, screw off. It's like, I left a job at a Fortune 500 company and I'm working full time in the blockchain space. So I don't think I'm going anywhere. I'm pretty bullish on the space overall. But, you know, you might have your own just opinions on the matter. And I think it'll definitely be interesting to pan out. But you have to be mentally prepared for a long, bear market. Do I hope that that happens? Absolutely not. But it has happened in the past and it could happen again. So that's kind of my overall thought process. When everybody's saying these things like, hey, I'm tired of red, screw the crypto markets, Rob, you're an idiot. I know I am an idiot, but who knows? We'll see how all that pans out. Like I said before, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time, if you'd like to join for a conversation on technical analysis, I personally am going to learn a ton tomorrow morning with the man from Twitter, at CryptoCred. Should be a really solid, fun conversation. So I will pull that up here. If you guys don't follow him, I will link in the show description so you can follow him. He has a very large following and a lot of very well respected on Twitter. So I'm excited. He has a YouTube channel with some great free technical analysis advice as well. So that should be a blast to speak to CryptoCred. Appreciate the time, everybody. Hit that like button if you are new here. I would really, really appreciate that. Hit that like button. Thank you so much. Crypto Bobby signing out. Take it easy. Peace.